USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump take their cases to the Midwest on why they should be president or continue as president, respectively. Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa, one of the states that he hopes to flip blue.
So honk if you want America to lead again. Honk if you want America to trust each other again.
Iowa is also a state that has seen a second straight day of record COVID-19 cases. Biden slamming the president for how he has managed the pandemic so far.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump held rallies in Michigan and Minnesota. By contrast, no social distancing and little mask wearing. Today is 3 days until Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
There are 35 Senate seats that are either open or up for re-election. Tim Berg at USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau has what's at stake.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says...
It's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014 and now got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
Seven key races will determine control of the U.S. Senate. Actress Lori Loughlin has reported to federal prison in Northern California. Aunt Becky from Full House was sentenced to 2 months for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. A Prisons Bureau spokesperson said the actress is now in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
When it comes to falling back 1 hour this Sunday morn and then springing forward 1 hour for daylight saving time on March 14th of next year, the changes can make a person cuckoo. Here's John Clemens.
Glenda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, it's really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip? Be sure to use the long hand. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.